Hey everybody, this is Belle, and I am going to answer my own questionnaire. I wasn't going to record a response for this, but little Mako called me out, so I guess I have to now. So this is dedicated to little Mako because she wanted to hear my answers. So I'm going to try and knock this out. Hopefully I won't ramble too much. I get kind of awkward answering questionnaires and questions about myself. So, here we go, my own questions. Question one, what do you think the way you walk says about you? I love asking people this because it's sort of like are you conscious about the way you walk? And then how are you interpreting how other people interpret your body language? I think that's why it interests me. Personally, I tend to walk. I have pretty good posture from ballet, so I tend to walk pretty upright. And I'm fairly friendly, even though I'm a bit introverted. So I tend to make eye contact with people. I'll smile and say hi. I am in the South, so we're friendly people here. I think that the way I walk just shows that I'm open and open body language and friendly, I think. Question two, which Dr. Seuss character would you be and why? Is this character like you or someone you aspire to be like? I would definitely be the Lorax. I have this almost extreme sense of justice within me. It takes a lot to anger me, but when I have a cause, I tend to get really vocal about it. You may have caught a glimpse of that in the past. I tend to fight for underdogs. I tend to speak up against things I think that are wrong socially, broken systems, things like that. So I would be the Lorax. I speak for the trees. Do you like poetry? If so, do you have a favorite poem? I think you know that if I'm asking the question, of course I like poetry. Poetry was my first love, as in writing. As a kid, I wrote a lot of like short story ghost stories, but I really, really fell in love with poetry. I guess I was like in high school. I made a project and I had no idea I could write it, and then I kind of started and never stopped. So that's mainly the type of writing that I do normally. I do love it. I like a lot of different poets, Pablo Neruda, Lorca. I like some Bukowski stuff. He can be a little bit mean towards women, but some of his stuff's pretty good. Dylan Thomas has some good stuff. I know everyone says Edgar Allan Poe. I like his dark gothiness. Edna St. Vincent Millay wrote some beautiful sonnets like Shakespeare, but hers were a little bit, not as old, so more modern, but still not that modern. What was his name? There's a book called The Glass Hammer. Andrew somebody. I'm totally blanking now. Beautiful poems. I like Maya Angelou as well. E.E. Cummings, Ezra Pound. There's a lot more, but those are the ones that come to mind. I don't have a favorite poet. Favorite poem? I do have a favorite poem. I did a reading of it. I can't remember where I posted it. Might have been poetry reading sub, but it is called Sonnet of the Sweet Complaint by Federico Garcia Lorca, and I will read it for you. Never let me lose the marvel of your statue-like eyes, or the accent the solitary rose of your breath places on my cheek at night. I'm afraid of being on this shore, a branchless trunk, and what I most regret is having no flower, pulp, or clay for the worm of my despair. If you are my hidden treasure, if you are my cross, my dampened pain, If I'm a dog and you alone my master, never let me lose what I have gained and adorn the branches of your river with the leaves of my estranged autumn. So that's my favorite poem. It has been for a while. His stuff is beautiful. He's got the dark poems or something like that. There's a whole section of them, and I have a collection of his Lorcas, and it's translated from Spanish to English. And that's one of them, and that's my favorite poem. It's beautiful and sad and bittersweet. The imagery there is just so gorgeous. I love it. All right, tell me a joke. Puns count. When I was younger, I had a friend from Ireland, and his joke, his go-to joke, has stuck with me for a really long time. And I didn't get it when I was younger. And now that I've gotten older, it's funnier to me. So I'm going to do two voices to ask myself the joke back and forth. Ask me if I'm a truck. Are you a truck? No. And that's the joke. It's pretty stupid, but it's pretty funny. It's funnier in the delivery if you get it right. I tell it to my friends now and they think it's funny, but when I was like in high school, like 17, and this friend of mine would say this joke, and I didn't think it was funny. It's pretty stupid. Pick your weapon of choice for zombie killing. Okay, so I asked this because I'm a big fan of The Walking Dead, which you may or may not know. So you can't pick a gun, right? Because zombies are attracted to noise. You wouldn't want to use some sort of fire because I think that bright lights attract them as well. So I think I would have to get like a really awesome long sword. I'd practice on things. I would say a crossbow, but I think I would suck at that. And then you have to go retrieve your arrow. I'd rather clean off a sword and get really strong and wield that thing around my head and get really good at that. Chopping the heads off of zombies with a long samurai sword. A samurai sword, not a katana. Give me a samurai sword. How do you feel around large crowds of people? This depends on my mood. I typically need to prepare myself to be around a large crowd. If you spring on me that I'm going to go to a party with you, spur of the moment, and it's going to be around a huge crowd of people, I'm probably going to be a little shaky about it. If I know I'm going out with friends to a crowded restaurant or a show to see a band play, and I know ahead of time, I'm able to kind of like brace myself for it, maybe have a drink, help my anxiety around being around lots of people. I'm okay if I'm in a small group, people that I know and I'm comfortable with. When I'm comfortable with people, I tend to seem like an extrovert. But with large crowds like concerts and festivals, I'm not a big festival person. I had a really bad experience at a crowded show where I was almost crushed in the crowd and they had to lift me over the barricades. That kind of goes to my irrational fears. So large crowds of people kind of scare me. I don't want to be crushed. I don't like feeling trapped. But if I know I'm going to be in this crowd and it's not too loud and I'm not feeling too overwhelmed, I'm usually fine. Describe a moment when you became aroused at an inappropriate time. How did you handle the situation? I remember when I was younger, my parents bringing me to church and me thinking about sex a lot while I was in church. and just kind of having to shake the thought. A lot of people have responded already who are women and said, it's easier to be a woman and handle this, obviously. There have been a lot of times where I really need to get off and I'm stuck somewhere where I can't, and it's just excruciating because I really want to take care of it. But I know that if I'm not home, it's not going to be as good. So I usually save it and take care of it at home. Yeah. Question 8. Do you think anyone ever has a good first time losing their virginity? I struggle to believe this is possible. because I've never heard any stories until a few of you told me that you have. So my thought on this has changed. My first time was terrible, but I'm really glad that some of you have had good first times. That makes me very happy. Robots or dinosaurs? Okay, so dinosaurs are cool because old stuff is cool. I like fossils and stuff like that. I like petrified wood. I like things that are artifacts. But let's face it, robots are way sexier. They're sexier. I saw the band Kraftwerk play, and they brought robots out on stage for one of their songs that's about robots, and it was pretty fucking cool. Hopefully robots won't take over the world, but I still think they're sexier. And if you don't believe me, go watch the Bjork All Is Full of Love music video, and then get back to me about robots being sexy. If you were a mad scientist, what sort of mad scientist would you be, and what is your mad scientist name? Okay. I would be some sort of strange botanist, and I would create cross breeds of different plants and then make elixirs and potions and do all sorts of evil things with them. My mad scientist name would be Dr. Violet Moreau. Yes. I'd probably wear some cat-eye glasses and a white lab coat and go around and do all kinds of evil things with potions and flower extracts and things that look like they're all natural, but they do things to you, like the poppies that put you to sleep and the Wizard of Oz, things like that. Have you ever met a famous person? If so, how did you react? I've met a few, and I ask this question because I don't fangirl out when I haven't fangirled out when I've met famous people, but I tend to freeze like a deer in headlights when I see someone who is famous. And I don't mean to, but I stare at them. I've run into a few. I spoke one time about being in LA and seeing Joe Manganiello and making eye contact, and he was so tall and intimidating that I couldn't walk over and say hi. And I hear he's very nice to fans and women and whatever, but I could not go be like, "Hi, Alcide from True Blood. Nice to meet you." No. I kind of freeze in place like a deer in headlights, like, this is not happening right now. But I don't fangirl out and scream and anything like that. I did meet David Sedaris, the author, at a book signing, and I didn't know what to say to him after I waited in line for like 2 hours, soaking wet from the rain. I'd been stuck in rain trying to park and get to the bookshop, and my clothes were still wet, and I was so tired by the time I got to the front of the line, I didn't know what to say to him, because I got like kind of, everyone else has said something, what am I going to say that he's never heard before? And so he just took a stamp, and he stamped my book, and it was the stamp of a mushroom, and he drew a stick figure girl with hair, and he goes, "This is you, running away from a giant mushroom." And that's what my autograph copy of a David Sedaris book has on the inside, because I didn't know what to say to him. Tell me your favorite thing about the fall. Okay, the weather is my favorite thing. I love the smell of the weather. I love my clothes that I get to wear. My fall clothes are my favorite clothes. I have so many cool jackets. I'm starting to bust out my cashmere sweaters, even though it's not quite cold enough to wear them. I'm still wearing them because my office is so cold. I have a lot of ankle boots that I love wearing. I have some Chelsea boots. I have some ankle boots. Busting all those out, wearing all my favorite clothes, fall clothes. That's what I like about the fall. Plus, when it gets colder outside, you can drink whiskey regularly. So, you can drink it whenever you want, but it's more of a cold weather spirit. So I also like that. What's the biggest risk you've ever taken? I'm not a big risk taker. I've never jumped out of a plane or moved somewhere where I didn't know anyone. I moved into an apartment right out of college, moved by myself into a place that was kind of scary for the first time ever. I guess really posting erotic content has been the riskiest thing I've ever done, the biggest risk I've ever taken. Although I am anonymous, sort of, so I guess it's not too risky, but for me it's risky. Do you have any irrational fears? I do. I am terrified of roaches. I hate cockroaches. I hate them. I can handle other bugs just fine. I can handle spiders. I can handle almost any other kind of bug. But roaches scare me so badly. I try and get one of my pets to take care of them for me if I can. I also do not like clowns. Someone else mentioned this, but I saw Stephen King's It. I don't even remember when this was. But after that movie, I never wanted to see a clown ever again, and I still feel that way. There's something very demented and creepy about clowns. Also, puppets scare me a little bit. Not scare me, but they're really, really creepy. And I say this even having watched Labyrinth and The Dark Crystal. It's still creepy as shit. I heard Fraggle Rock is coming to HBO, and I don't want to watch it. It's creepy. Sesame Street, fine, but there are certain puppets that are so creepy to me. And then shows with adult puppets? Oh, that just skeeves me out. Yeah, no. No, thank you. Keep your puppets away from me. Ventriloquist dummies, too. That's really creepy. Did you ever learn any pop culture dance crazes? If so, what dances can you do? I asked this question, and I know a lot of them. I probably can't remember all of them. I know old ones like the electric slide. I know like the cha-cha slide. I know the Dougie, the wobble, the Cupid shuffle. I don't think I ever learned Soulja Boy. Gangnam Style can do that. Macarena, I can do that. I'm sure there are more. Kid and Play, Cabbage Patch, Running Man. Yeah, they're fun. It's not like I go out on a dance floor and do it. I did do one on a cruise ship with my mother, drunk off of some vodka martinis, on the top of a cruise ship, barefoot. that's the last time I remember doing a line dance in front of people, with people. Do you like cheesy 80 movies? If so, do you have a favorite? I do. I like a lot of cheesy 80s movies. That's probably why I asked the question. A lot of John Hughes movies. I've seen all of them. I think that Iona in Pretty in Pink is like the coolest fucking person, even though she keeps reinventing herself. She's still really, really cool. I also like a lot of campy, like 80s horror, like Evil Dead and Evil Dead 2, Reanimator. Is that 80s? I'm forgetting now. They Live with Roddy Piper, the wrestler, with the sunglasses. That movie's pretty amazing. Other campy 80s movies. Little Shop of Horrors. That's pretty campy. Pretty cheesy. I also like Goonies and all of those. I can't remember all of them. All the John Hughes movies. Short Circuit. Karate Kid. Those are pretty cheesy. I still like those. How do I feel about coffee? Well, I used to be a barista when I was in college, when I was finishing college. And I worked at a shop that has gotten pretty well known now, a specialty craft coffee. And I got to go do trainings from people and be certified to do all sorts of stuff. And I could do latte art and talk to you about fair trade and specialty beans and all of that stuff. So I love my coffee. I luckily live somewhere that has a lot of really good shops and a variety of different companies. I've been to a lot of places in other cities as well. When I travel, I try and find a good coffee shop. I drink it every day. I like it. I drink my coffee black usually. And I do like a good cold brew coffee if it's done really well. There's some awesome places all around, really, that do it. Really good cold brew coffee. I'm not a Starbucks fan. I tend to be a little snobby about my coffee. Do I drink alcohol? If so, tell me your favorite cocktail. I do drink alcohol. I referenced whiskey earlier. I don't order the same cocktail everywhere I go. If I want something boozy and I want a cocktail and I don't know what to order, if I'm somewhere that I know makes a good cocktail, whiskey sour is pretty good to me. That's one of my, it's one of my standards. It's just whiskey, lemon juice, simple syrup, and egg white. And you do it, it's called a dry shake. So you put all the ingredients in a mixer, a shaker, and you shake it while it's dry. And then after, you add the ice. So that kind of helps the egg emulsify, I think, and cook sort of. So it's not bad to drink because the lemon juice reacts with the egg white and it becomes frothy and the texture is really great. So any sort of a fizz or a drink that's really fluffy usually has an egg white in it. And then they serve that at the nice places with an Italian Luxardo cherry. And those things are to die for. I like a good whiskey sour. I like gin and tonics when it's really good gin. Someone else mentioned, melt my happiness. You mentioned Spanish gin tonics. They call them gin tonics in Spain. They serve it to you in a big goblet full of ice. They make it in Spain with tongs. Instead of their hands, they do everything with tongs. And you can get so many different combinations. The tonic water here in the U.S. is not that great unless you go somewhere that has upper tier specialty tonics. Those are the better ones to get a gin tonic with. You don't want to get like a Schweppes and whatever. It's just not going to taste the same. Plus, they put all sorts of like high fructose corn syrup and stuff. And it tastes really good when you get a really good gin with a really good tonic. Yeah, I like a good gin tonic too. Do an impression of your choosing. Oh, I feel like I did an impression for you guys already. I won't cop out of this. I can kind of do Jessica Rabbit from Who Framed Roger Rabbit. I'll do like the one famous line. I'm not bad. I'm just drawn that way. Any last words? Thanks for listening. Thanks to all of you who have done my questionnaire. I didn't really expect the response that I got. And if you listen, let me know. I don't know if anyone wanted to listen to me answer my own questionnaire, but if you did, thank you for listening. I hope it was somewhat entertaining. Okay, thanks.